After years of denial, Lance Armstrong is admitting to using performance-enhancing drugs during his Tour de France cycling years in an interview with Oprah Winfrey. And joining us live is Mark McKinnon, who's a board member of Livestrong. Of course, you know that's the charity that was founded by Lance Armstrong. Mark, good to have you with us on WTOP this morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
We were told that you actually got a little heads up on this, that he was going to conduct this interview and say what he was going to say. Did he personally speak with all of you?
Well, I'm in New York right now, and he went by the foundation yesterday. And from reports that I've heard, he had a pretty heartfelt conversation and got pretty emotional. So I was glad to hear that. Obviously, we're concerned at the foundation about the impact this is going to have on the good work that we've been doing. We're encouraged that. For the most part, people are sticking with us and recognize the importance of a mission. And at a time when a lot of foundations are actually considerably down, people, despite this event, are standing up and saying, you know what, this is much bigger than Lance Armstrong. And by the way, you know, years ago, we rebranded the foundation Livestrong instead of Lance Armstrong Foundation so that someday it would be able to stand on its own. Of course, we had no idea this was going to happen, but the mission is as important as it ever was.
Did folks at Livestrong, particularly those who were closer to Lance Armstrong, kind of suspect all along that he'd used performance-enhancing drugs?
You know, no. I mean, honestly, I mean, I've been in the foundation for 8 years and spent a lot of time with them. And as you know, I'm there because my wife almost died from cancer. And, I heard Lance say, and as did she, that under any circumstances, as a cancer survivor, he wouldn't put anything in his body. And I certainly understood that, having seen what my wife went through. And she is, you know, crazy about you know, what goes into her body. And I assumed that as a cancer survivor, Lance was applying the same sort of notions about what goes into his body. So, you know, I absolutely was a believer until I read the Tyler Hamilton book, and that was a devastating experience for me.
It's sort of a chilling thing, the way he, in many cases, you know, went after those people who sought to bring some truth to what he was lying about all those years. So I wonder, Mark, what is your personal opinion of him today?
Well, I'm devastated by all of it, and I think that Lance has got to crawl over a lot of broken glass with apologies to all those people, and I think he's got a long list. Including me. But my focus is on trying to make sure that the foundation continues to do its work and that we get through this episode and continue the good work, because the one title that they can't take away from Lance is cancer survivorship. And, you know, he's not on the board anymore and has no formal role. But, you know, if he decides, we'll watch Oprah, and if the confession's heartfelt and if he goes out and ticks off the apologies and it's sincere, then I think there's still a lot of good work he can do in the cancer world.
So you see redemption for him down the line?
Well, you know, the redemption is, it has to be real. And I think for most people watching the interview and most people watching Lance, it's not so much the confession that's important. It's more the rationale behind it. And I think we're all going to be watching to really try and understand what the rationale is. And if the rationale is a sincere notion mm-hmm. that he wants to help serve those living with and through cancer and fulfill his obligation to the cure, then I think that there's absolutely possibility he can go on and do good work.
All right. Well, Mark, we appreciate you taking some time to join us this morning. Mark McKinnon, board member of Livestrong, the charity that was founded by Lance Armstrong, who is admitted now in this interview with Oprah that will be broadcast on Thursday, that he did use PEDs.